their hair. Chris, where are you from?
Centerville.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm unemployed.
Okay, that's helpful. Now, do you have a gal pal? You married?
No.
Oh. So you're perfect for this contest.
I got a case of beer in the house. I can just sit around a weekend.
Okay.
Wow. Nothing like non-motivation.
Now, Ed, I remember your name, Ed. Okay, Ed.
Step up to the microphone, Ed.
Ed, we need a bio on you, please. Where are you from?
I'm from Centerville.
Centerville resident, all right.
What do you do, Ed?
I just recently graduated from college.
So you're between your first job?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both unemployed.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
This could be a battle that could last well into next week.
Absolutely. We could really make this a battle of attrition.
You might want to ask Chris where his fish head is.
Listen to this.
Well, now hold on. Be careful with that, Ed, because if you've got your fish head still and Chris doesn't, that could... God, you are going to suffocate yourself with that thing. Watch it.
Oh, my God.
Watch it with that hood. We can't help it if Chris doesn't have his fish head. But, Ed, you would get extra points because you still have your fish head.
Right.
When you come in on Monday, if you've still got your hair in this condition.
Oh, my God. And, Don, I could see setting up a couple of lawn chairs out in front of the building on Monday.
Oh, absolutely.
And we just make this a war of attrition. Who's going to stay with that in their hair the longest?
Now, we'll have pictures of everybody on the website, but I think that we should really get close-up pictures of both of these guys. And right now, don't they look like terrorists?
They do. Yeah. They truly do.
Because they've got the
black facial hair.
They've got the goggles. They've got the ponchos. Ed, do you have a question? No.
Let me ask you, Chris, how long do you think you can go with this?
Until June 1st.
Wow. Until June 1st. Incidentally, he's giving you a deadline, Ed. Ed, do you think you could make it to June 1st?
Yeah, I'll wipe your hand.
That's Ed?
You know, that's 11 more days, Ed.
Ed, right over the microphone. Focus, Ed.
Ed, that would be 11 days.
That's it. Thank you.
That's it, he says.
That's it?
Now, what's been put in their hair to this point has been mayonnaise, ketchup, bad coleslaw?
It was bad coleslaw, beef tongue.
Dog food.
Hot salsa.
Of course, the coon urine.
Miracle Whip.
Of course.
What?
Paint.
Finger paints, yes.
Paints. What are we forgetting, guys?
Eggs.
I mean, their hair right now, I would imagine if it's untouched, even during the weekend, it will form into a nice crust.
Yeah.
Correct. So, the deal is this. Guys, we don't want you to go the weekend without bathing. However, it's got to be one of those deals where... you've got to make sure that your head...
Well, it's not going to be a shower. They've got to do a soak.
They can take a bath.
Yeah, they can take a bath, but they can't touch their hair because it'll be sealed.
Beth Ann is going to wrap your head. Mike and I will sign each of your heads before you leave the show today.
We will take a digital picture so as to prove any kind of forgery.
And then we'll get those pictures up on the website. And Monday, you guys will come in and either we'll have a winner or this will continue.
Just got some orange duct tape. That's perfect.
Until we have a winner. Okay, good.
And you guys, it sounds to me like Chris would be willing to go till June 1st. And Ed, you think you could match him for that?
Oh, yeah.
Total confidence.
See, I think what these guys are not realizing is that the smell, as horrendous as it was a couple of hours ago, let it just soak in.
We didn't talk to Ed about his marital status. Are you married, Ed? Do you have a girlfriend? And you live by yourself?
You live with your mom?
You live with your mother?
Now, what about you? Chris, do you live with your mom?
Live alone.
You live alone.
See, now, I'd say advantage Chris.
Chris.
Yes.
Right. Chris, unless a neighbor, starts to seep in through the neighbor's door.
Because Ed's mommy's probably going to get mad at him.
Absolutely. You think your mom or your mom and dad might have a problem with this?
Maybe. I'll just take off for the weekend.
You'll just take off for the weekend.
All right.
Very good.
Hide in the woods.
Hide in the woods.
Well, listen, Chris, Ed, you are great guys. Thank you both, really seriously, for listening to the show.
You've taken this contest to another level now, and it's really going to be something.
We had no idea this would happen. Thank you. It's the first time we've ever had a contest roll over the weekend. Get out of here. Get yourselves taped up.
Mm-hmm.
Get your pictures taken from Beth Ann, and we'll see you on Monday.
Great.
Good guys. See you later.
Chris and Ed.
Good job.
Bye.
There they go.
There they are. And brave souls.
Happy
the final two.
Really? I mean, we lost we lost seven people as soon as you made that offer.
I was telling the guys in the studio. I said, do you think anybody will do it? And everybody said, myself included, said, we'll have a drawing right now to get the winner.
Yeah. I really thought that we wouldn't have the two takers. And then to take it even a notch further, because really, we're going to have these guys... hanging around for quite a few days now. What it sounds like. We'll see how they feel after the weekend, though.
I mean, yes. You'll want to go to our website tonight to look at the pictures of the crap on these people's hair. And to show you, I mean, what about all the people that dropped down? Now, these are people, including like that Stephanie chick.
Right.
She got here 4 hours ago. She brought her family down.
Oh, but Don, she wasn't prepared to take it to the next level.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, my brother Butch was in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
He
quit.
He did.
Yeah.
That's so unlike him. Butch, he just does the weirdest things.
So Butch quit, and you're surprised that he quit?
I am, and I am very, very disappointed.
But all I know is that I'm just taking a look at on the console. There's just a chunk of something, and I don't know what it is. Or meat or
Butchie is a grub.
What is that?
Hello.
It's slaw.
What is it?
Slaw. It's slaw.
Oh,
not Kate's slaw.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
It starts to steam.
What starts to steam?
All that stuff in their hair.
Yeah. What do you mean it starts to steam?
Under a shower cap, it like gets hot under your head, and then it starts to
body heat will cook it.
Yeah. Correct, right?
That's going to be pretty nasty.
Sure is.
Okay, well,
isn't that great?
That's right.
Thank you. Got the idea.
Thank you. You're with us, and you'll be listening on Monday, won't you?
Absolutely.
Right.
This is a horrible thought, but they both come back. Both come in on Monday. They kind of look like chemo patients. Big chunks of hair pulling out. You had kind of a reaction. Mom!
Yeah,
looks like they come in and look like John Norman.
We'll be back. I guess we'll take some calls about this because this was supposed to be a simple 20-minute segment on the show
today. You had planned this to be like no more than a half an hour.
I didn't think it would go 3 hours. This has been pretty outstanding.
Sure.
We will be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me. I'd like to say I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight. True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of new people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show, ready to double team your girlfriend, and it stops.
It stops right there. And it continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind. Let's raise our glasses, whatever we got in front of us. Salute. Health and happiness. Cheers, everybody. I love you so much, Frankie.
I love you. I'm not a talker. I love you. Congratulations.
The Don and Mike Show. Working amongst the drones. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, those guys are just about ready to have us sign their heads.
Chris and Ed, Don.
Yeah, wow. Chris and Ed. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How great would it be if you could make them wait till the date of the trip and get on the plane?
Oh, God.
Man.
Listen.
Yeah, you're never satisfied, are you?
They're here now without their shirts on.
Oh, that's
this
great.
This looks like a
Middle East training camp right now.
Chris, why don't you have your shirt on, dude?
That man cut it off me.
Why'd she cut it off you? Because it was just too gross?
I think so.
Or do you think she just wanted to see that physique?
Yeah, she cut it off.
Which, incidentally, for me, it's like looking in a mirror. I'm like, that's goal weight time
that's
for me.
That's goal weight? Yeah, that's goal weight for me.
That's goal weight.
There you go.
All right.
I know what you're going to have to do here.
What?
You're going to have to sign or write whatever your word is so it's half on their forehead, half on the tape.
Okay.
Because if the tape moves.
I understand. And we're going to have pictures of this on our website so you can see exactly how we are going to sign these guys. And their heads are now wrapped for the entire weekend.
I'm very proud of you guys. I'm very proud of you guys.
You
really
two retards.
They really are.
Great retards, though.
They are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Mike, how much does the steak cost at Hank's LeGrand Cafe?
I'm not thinking about that. I don't want that brought into this now. Thank you.
I know you normally have your commercial people call on Fridays.
Yes, I know. This is just not good timing. Really.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. So,
you have to delete that out.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I understand the dumping of food, but why would you let them... rain on your parade.
Hey, fraternity ritual, there are a lot of them that did that. For some reason, that was very popular. Not my fraternity, but it was popular among some of the other ones.
You know, as a kid, I used to read a lot. You read those little golden books?
Oh, yeah, that was wonderful. I usually read them before bed or a shower.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Who am I on the air with?
You're on the air with Don and Mike.
Oh, hi. I wanted to tell you that I love your show and today...
Phyllis Diller calling.
Pardon?
Go ahead, ma'am.
You said a lovely woman on the telephone.
Today you have had me in stitches. I have been rolling on the floor. This has got to be one of the very best shows you've ever done.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks so much. And what's your brand of cigarette?
Marlboro Light 100.
Very good, yeah. Darling.
Right on.
Don't get that as much as we used
Which
to.
Which of the no. Golden Girls do you most resemble?
Probably Bea Arthur.
Right on.
But you know what? When I was 20, I resembled Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, wow.
Me too. Me
I
too.
I deteriorated.
I grew out of it, though.
What, you get attacked by a tiger?
Don and Mike show.
A long trip.
Hi, I just wanted to say that either they're going to have the most beautiful hair after this hair treatment, or they're going to have to shave their heads.
This is true.
Yep,
I don't think there's going to be any in between on that.
You know, we were talking about it's the power of Vegas. Everybody loves Vegas. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, are they making old school too?
Are they? Yeah, you know, I think they are making old school too.
Remember Vince Vaughn didn't sleep with the girl? Now, do you think he would do it now in old school, too?
Oh, you mean with Alicia Cuthbert?
He sleeps with her. They pass out together.
Yeah, but he doesn't
consummate it, and
yeah,
they wake up in the morning and he finds out.
Well, sure he would, of course. Hello, who wouldn't? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just want to be around when those guys on Saturday night, the maggots start growing in their hair and stuff like that.
Guys, you realize what you're in for. Ed and Chris, you understand this. Okay?
And, of course, you know, if it is unbearable, I mean, that's it. You'll be out of the running.
All right, Ed, if you'd come over here, I'll do your signing first. And it's got to be, Robbie, something on...
It would have to be like, I would do it this way. Here, so it's on the tape and on his face.
So it's by his right ear.
Very good.
That's where I'll be. Okay, so I'll write like this. D, O, N, and then I'll draw a little Batman logo.
Ah, very nice. Batman. Nice touch.
There you go. Now, Beth Ann, let's get a picture of this so we can make sure when he comes on Monday, it looks exactly the same. And now, Chris, come on over, and I'll do the same for you. And then, Mike, let's send Ed over to Mike.
Okay.
And here's a Sharpie for you, Mike. You want purple or green?
Why don't you give me green?
There you go. Take green.
All right.
And Chris, I'll write something. Boy, now, he's got facial hair, Rob. What do you think about this?
Right.
Where should I write on this?
You can do it between his eye right there,
okay.
I think.
All right, here you go. All right.
Getting the plastic in the way.
And I'll draw a Batman for you right here.